Okay. I'm also going to start in the opposite way. Usually we thank people at the very end, but I'm going to do it first before we start, which is that I would like to thank Sarah, who has done a whole lot of work in getting this together. It always is amazing how much work it takes to organize a workshop. I'm always surprised again. I've done it now several times, but I'm always surprised again. So thanks, Sarah, for organizing. And so that, I think, is important. And then PG as well, for actually keeping us all on track and chasing you for all kinds of things. So I would like to thank her as well. I mean, this is important for us. And, of course, all of you for all the work you did. And for those who are not here over the last year, actually, it's been 12 months, a bit little more, since we started the project. I mean, starting in the sense that we first met, which is a long time. But it seems to have just passed. So that's nice as well. And it's good to see some of you again. Not everybody could make it. And I'll come back to that in a second. Good. Let me start with a bit of introduction. First of all, another practicality is there are some changes to the program. Unfortunately, Paul Rabinow let me know. He, on Thursday evening, he said he couldn't. He wasn't allowed to fly. So he couldn't actually come. So Paul Rabinow will not be here. What we have done, therefore, is we've rescheduled the keynotes, in a way, or moved them around. I'm really happy that Mark Neoclios has been willing to step in, not for Paul, but as a keynote, in doing, which I think is very nice as well, because it will increase the possibility to have a discussion about criticality, I'm sure, which actually at the moment in the program, as it was set up before, was a bit in the background. And I think that will be strengthened by having Mark here. So I'm really happy. It was very last minute, and I'll thank him again tomorrow for that, although he's not here yet. He couldn't come today, even he was busy today. So that's actually good. So what we did, therefore, is John Law will speak this afternoon. I'm glad as well that he could move around, because it was a bit the kind of last-minute reorganization where everybody has to adapt to how it could be done. So John will speak this afternoon, and then Mark will take the keynote slot tomorrow afternoon. So that's a major change. There's also some other people, but I'll introduce. Evelyn is not here yet. They're all arriving because there's something going on. Evelyn Rupert is a colleague of us who will actually speak tomorrow morning about another project that's going on in the OU, but which is very closely related to what we do, which is called the Social Life of Methods. And she will introduce what they mean by that and how that is done tomorrow morning. But we'll welcome her when she's here too. So I'm glad we have some external guests. The other changes that Nadine is not feeling very well. Nadine Volkner is the other person. You know this project runs by four people. I assumed you knew that by now, but I'll introduce Andrew and Claudia in a second. Nadine couldn't make it either. She might try to come on Friday, but we'll see whether she'll get here or not. That's for the changes. But I'm actually very pleased that the way the program looks now and that we've been able to move things about. And I think we'll have a very, very good discussion on all the bits that are actually part of the remit of the project on collaboration on critical methods in security studies, which is criticality, methodology, and collaboration. And all these elements will be covered both in the keynotes and in the discussions and the different sessions we have. Welcome back to that. But as you know, I always assume people know, but I've seen there's a few new faces. So what we might want to do is, I have a bit of a talk as well that I'll do, but we might actually want to start to introduce ourselves first very quickly, so at least we know a little bit who we are. And then I'll talk for about 15 minutes, and then we'll do the presentations of the clusters. You know, this is a project that is ESRC funded for 2 years. So in a way, we are more than halfway through. We have about 7 months left for the project, and it's actually conceptualized and applied for together with the University of Edinburgh, University of Sussex, and the Open University, in which Andrew represents, he was involved for the University of Edinburgh, Nadine was involved for the University of Sussex, and Claudia and I led on the Open University side of things. So can I actually ask you to, let's go that way, to briefly introduce who you are, because I'm sure not everybody, by now you might know, but those who were not at dinner might not know everyone. So I think it's good, because there's a few new faces around. Bruno, if you could start.
Hello all, I'm Bruno, new PhD student here at DOU, working under Jeff's supervision.
Yeah, I'm Stefan, also a PhD student at DOU, also Jeff and Claudia, my supervisor. I'm in the City of Acknowledge as well.
That's true. Me too.
I'm PG, I'm the one who's been chasing you by email, and I'm also doing a PhD here at the Open University of Dublin.
I'm Vicky Swire, I'm an RCK research fellow here at the Open University as well. And I haven't actually been involved, so I'm just going to see what's been going on.
Hi, my name is Owen Thomas. I'm a PhD student at the University of Exeter, and I am the discourses and materialities cluster.
Hi, my name is Eva. I'm in the same cluster as Owen, and I'm a postdoc at the University of the Armed Forces in Munich.
Yeah, hi, I'm Sven. I'm also a postdoc, but in Hamburg, in sociology. And I'm in the genealogies cluster.
I'm Chris. I'm doing a PhD at McGill University, and I'm in the genealogies cluster.
I'm Xavier. I'm a lecturer at the University of Geneva, and I'm in the Supreme Knowledge cluster.
I'm Manuel. I'm in the Knowledge cluster. I'm doing a PhD in sociology at the University of Geneva.
I'm Laura.
Hi, I'm Victoria. I'm doing a PhD at the University of Edinburgh in the mapping cluster.
Christopher, I'm doing a PhD in sociology across the university, mapping as well.
I'm Kristen. I'm a lecturer at the Free University of Brussels, French-speaking university, and I am in the mapping cluster.
Hi, I'm Yupat. I'm a lecturer at high mid-level mid-career at the University of Turku in Finland and in the visuality department.
I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Ottawa in Canada, and I'm in the visuality cluster.
I'm Christian from Germany also, presently based in Duisburg, the Institute for Development and Peace. And I'm in the situated knowledge cluster also, and I broadly work on the United Nations and the threat I recently also
Hi, my name is Rune Andersen. I'm from the University of Copenhagen, and I'm in the sociality cluster here.
Okay, thanks. Now we try to remember everyone, right? It's a challenge. Now, what I'll do is do a 15 minutes introduction to refresh your mind about the intellectual framing of the project, and then we move into one, we'll introduce that in the first session, where we'll try to get some communication going between the clusters to reporting what people have been doing, but also therefore we can share some information between us, because I see most people have been working on one cluster rather than that. So as I said, the International Collaboratory on Critical Methods and Security Studies was an ESRC-funded project, which is an ESRC-funded project, sorry. And it's what came under a training and networking call, which means that we are a project that is aimed at getting networking, PhD students, and early career scholars. That's the main task. We formulated in a way around a substantive problem about methodology and security studies, to which I'll come back in a second. And the idea was, instead of sending people around the world to network with other people, we said we'll actually try to get a group of people together where the networking will happen in terms of the collaborative work that people do. So it would not be just a network. And I'll come back to that when we talk a little bit about on the roundtable on collaboration as a method of research. I don't think this is a network. I think this is more than a network. This is a collaboratory. Somehow, where people work in collaborative ways, and there is a difference, and that's something we'll pick up again in there. And collaboration is not just the name of the beast that we're involved in, but it is also a method itself of work, which I think we need to talk about a bit more intensively during the 2 days here. And we record some of that discussion so that the people who are not here can be there as well. Because that's the third point I wanted to raise, is that we are not the collaboratory. We are just part of it. There's a bunch of people who actually couldn't make it. There are people who actually joined very recently. There will be new people who join, I'm sure, after we've done present our panels at the ISA. There will be another bunch of people that will want to sign up somehow. So the collaboratory, as you know, for those, you all know that because you've been involved, is not just these meetings. We only have three meetings. The collaboratory is the work that happens in between as well, which means there's more people involved than us in here. And I think that's good to keep that in mind when we have discussions, that somehow we need to take the discussion back through the virtual to the virtual environment so that those who are not here can actually pick up on what has been going on. Some of that we'll do through the recordings, but some of that will be by how you take the discussion that we have had back into your cluster or the work you do across clusters in the next 7 months. So I wanted to remake that point. In February last year, when we launched ICCM, we presented the project in actually very ambitious terms, I remember. I went back to look at the round table, the opening round table we had in Sussex. And the idea was to become a reference collaboratory on the growing presence of methodological discussions in IR and security studies. I'm not sure we are a reference collaboratory, but I do think we have the basis for the kind of innovative experimental thinking on methodology that's going on. And I've seen that the groups are moving in different ways on methodology. So I actually do think that the basis is there in the last 12 months, and I'll come back to that, which is actually quite an achievement to do that when you just meet virtually. It's about between 25 and 30 people meeting virtually online and having these discussions. So the idea was that we would open up the website so that people would come to panels, they would engage with publications, etc., that we do on experimental ways of working methodology, but also to develop new ideas about methodology in key areas of whether it's contemporary security research or whether it's other kind of social science research that then enters and meets security questions or questions of security, like visuality, materiality, situatedness, history or time or genealogy, and mapping, which are the clusters around which we came together, which is interesting in itself because these are not methods, right? It shows something about how the collaboratory is experimenting with what methodology means. It's not that we come together. I recently saw a manuscript of a book, and still its methodology comes down to actually doing particular kind of methods, right? And not trying to come around particular problems that arise, like the visual or the material. And so I think that is actually interesting, and that's what I mean, there is a very solid basis to do that kind of thinking. From my perspective, and the collaboratory has its roots in certain developments in security studies. And you know these, many of you know these developments. It doesn't mean that everyone in the collaboratory is security studies or would call themselves as being people whose kind of trajectory is primarily based on where they want to build a trajectory in security studies. But I think somehow of the thinking behind this comes from what happened in security studies in the last two decades somehow, which is this move where security is not seen as a value or a property, but the practice of rendering security, that's the first move. So the whole notion of securitizing, I'll come back to that, where security, the problem is not how to understand the insecurity problems, how states or actors cope with it, but very much more about the process of rendering, of the rendition of insecurities. And the second element is, which has really boomed security studies, and why also I think a whole lot of people who would not immediately define themselves as being in security studies encounter insecurity as a question, which is that the development that there is security or securitizing has become somehow a language and also a framework of, not a framework of analysis, but a point to which to hook up in a very diverse, dispersed way. There are lots of areas of policies, politics, and in the social which somehow people now use security language for. And they can be about mobility, there's piracy, there's financial transactions, there's military interventions, even resistant movements, there is HIV, there is health more generally. So that it sits everywhere somewhere. It seems like a language you encounter. If you do environmental research, you will encounter the language of security, although you might not actually start off by saying, oh, my interest is in understanding the environment as a security problem. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in something else, but you will come across that. And so that these two developments, I think, are always in the background and have changed as well how you can actually raise questions around security and what you can actually put into a collaboratory on security studies. I think it results in, indeed, people entering the collaboratory, as I said, who have no trajectory in or don't see themselves necessarily as part of the security studies bunch, although a number of us do that as well, but not all of us do that. Now, that you can see are developments which sit in the background of what security studies is. On the one hand, they are part of the conceptual developments in what is now called security studies, right, these elements. But they also sit in the background of societal and political uses of languages of security, not necessarily security itself, not necessarily threat language, but related language terminology of protection, resilience, public order. All these concepts are somehow entering in. And somewhere, this is seen as being connected to the rendition of insecurities. The other reason that's in the background of this, which is another political development, which I think is where security studies mirrors what's partly going on, and I see that I use mirroring because I don't not necessarily think there are kind of these close relationships, because academic kind of work has its own dynamics too, although it's not detached from what's going on, is that the rendition of insecurities is a very diffuse process at the moment, in the sense that somehow the security language doesn't crystallize back around a meta-enactment of security around a global threat. One is trying to do that somehow, that works a little bit with terrorism after 9/11, as I do. But it hasn't actually, one hasn't been able somehow, I mean, that's instrumental, somehow it doesn't, the whole discipline and the whole discussion is not structured around that kind of restructuring around the global threat, around which you then hang everything up. Some people work on terrorism, but some people who work on environment would actually not talk about that. And they still would use similar instruments to come to an understanding of. And politically, languages of insecurity are heavily used there as well. And I think the diffuseness is important to have. And that led both these all these developments, whether they're in the discipline of security studies or whether they're happening in politics, have led to actually favoring a study of the problematizations of insecurity, because it's not always clear what the link is between thinking resilience as insecurity, thinking refugee protection as a question of security, and thinking terrorism as a threat to a particular state or a particular understanding of global order. And so you actually lead to the study of problematizations of insecurity, and the plurality of the term of problematizations is important. But this is a study where one actually looks at how insecurities are constituted as an object of thought and controversy, and how these objects enter the play of true and false. So it's also a knowledge play that's there. And that notion of problematization, I think we might actually want to hang on to for a little while in the discussion, that's what we're doing. And I think the collaboratory in critical methods in security studies enters this kind of environment of questioning and researching problematizations of issues by foregrounding three focal points. And here we come to the three key terms that characterize the project. One is methodology. I'll spend a few minutes talking about that. The other is criticality, and I'll spend a few minutes about that as well. And the third term is collaboratory. And all these three terms are important. And they have specific meanings, and we will develop these meanings. They're not fixed, which is inherent in the understanding of a collaborative work, that the key terms themselves are open for discussion and not fixed. Let me start with methodology very quickly. I'm sure many of you have seen, or some of you have seen, Patrick Jackson's book on the conduct of inquiry in IR that's now out, and that is being promoted as a big book on methodology at the moment. similar to that book, I think what we do is what sets the collaboratory apart from other bits in security studies and maybe in other bits in international relations, that is an attempt to try to think through a set of substantive issues, but making methodology the focal point through which you actually interrogate and bring to bear and try to actually reflect on what's going on. And I think that's a claim Patrick Jackson makes in his book as well. It's let's use methodology rather than discussions about ontology, about the state of being, or about the nature of international relations. It's about states, who is in international relations, or the general questions of epistemology about the philosophies of science. And that's interesting about Patrick Jackson's book. In the end, he ends up doing a whole lot of epistemology in the book because he categorizes basically philosophies of science. And so he's back into the big epistemological discussions rather than the methodology as a focal point, which would require a much more a reflection of how you organize empirical material as well in relation to particular questions that you have. And it also requires methodology, is also much more focused about experimenting with tools of researching the problematizations of insecurity for us, but it could also be other problematizations. So it's about the tools that you have rather than the big discussions in the philosophy of science necessarily. And I think that element of using methodology as a focal point is important. But I think there's also something really important, and that's why I refer to this book. I think the important point of what the book did for me is not the categorization of the philosophies of science, but it's the way he set up the book. Although it's a claim about making methodology the focal point, ultimately what the book is also shows is that these discussions only make sense somehow if you have a stake, another stake, in which you're involved and want to get methodology at work. And for him, the stake is, how can you claim scientific knowledge? Now, that's a particular stake in which you then actually deal with methodology. Right? It's actually methodology is the question around grounding knowledge as scientific. And of course he then has an argument. We don't have to discuss the book here. I mean, then it comes up that he categorizes the traditional argument. There are different understandings of science. So the element is that you can have scientific kind of argumentation and criteria of scientificity within each of the boxes of the positions, yes, whether they're positivist, whether they're hermeneutic, etc. But the important thing is that there is a stake. Now, I think the stake of the critical collaboratory is not science in the methodology question. I think something that runs through at the collaboratory, which I would like to throw out, we won't have time to discuss it because I'll run already over time in what I'm presenting, but we can pick that up maybe later on. What I think our interest is, or one of the interests we have, or one of the stakes is that somehow, when you look at problematizations of insecurity, there's an interest in the different methods and techniques through which security itself or insecurities are rendered. So there's an element, and I'll come back to that, that's a certain notion. So the methodology, the question is to understand the methods, partly, of rendering. And therefore, the question that comes, so security problematizations and the multiplicity of problematizations, it's not simply a matter of insecurity being enacted in a wide variety of policy areas and sites. For example, that you have, as I said, as we usually do, you have a bit in the environmental sector, you've got a bit in the health sector, then you've got something in the military intervention sector, you've got something in the peace-building sector. You've got all kinds of sectors in which things spread out. That's not what the multiplicity is. There is also a multiplicity in the methods of rendering insecurities into objects of knowledge and concern, not just academically, but practically, in the way securitizing works. And I do think that, for example, visual representation is one of the methods through which securitizing works. It's not just a method of analysis. It's a method, a technique that is being used. Horizon scanning, precaution, mapping are used as methodologies of problematization. And I think that's the stake for us, partly, as well as that problematizations are tied in with a study of some kinds of techniques, methodology, methods in the which problems and insecurities are rendered. And in that sense, the methodological question of how do you analyze this becomes a circular one. So the methodology question is a method of studying, kind of methods somehow which are at play. And somehow you can say that means that part of the collaboratory, I think, is if we take problematizations of insecurity as the key issue that we're interested in, somehow is what you could, if I paraphrase what happens in the social life of methods work in Kresk, because Evelyn has arrived now. Welcome, Evelyn. It's the security life of methods. And so there is an element about what methodologies you develop to study the security life of methods. And I'll give you an example. I think, for example, the work we do on the visuality, in the visuality cluster, is not simply about how to analyze visual material, which would be a methodology question. What do you do? How do you analyze visual material? It's also prompted by the fact that visual representation is a method of securitizing itself. So the circle is always there in the methodology. And I think that informs, the mapping cluster is informed in that way. The situated knowledge cluster is to some extent informed by that way as well, in the fact that, in all kinds of ways. So I think the interest in genealogy might not be immediately linked to that, but of course time and precautions and the way one connects to the future and so on are part of that world. And that is part, the question you could ask is, what does that mean if we actually to some extent try to have some bit of reflection that when we do visuality, we're not just talking about techniques of analyzing the visual, but the techniques of the visuality and of representation are of themselves part of the problematizations of insecurity. And then we get the circular logic. And I think that's one of the interesting things that we could pick up in, especially when Evelyn talks tomorrow about the social life of methods, but generally as well. I think it's one of the stakes we have. And it's therefore not a stake about scientificity of our knowledge, but it's about this kind of circular thing. There's an interest in methods, which has actually comes partly also from an interest in the fact that securitizing is a problematization which relies on particular methods which are set at play. And I think the clusters we have somehow reflect, not always in a direct way, but in an indirect way, the methods through which securitizing is done as well. Second point, criticality. I'll move more quickly through that, but it's a very serious one as well. We inherited somehow... Well, let me start slightly differently. I mean, the second stake we have, besides methodology, and we can discuss whether the way I represented the methodological question as this kind of circular understanding of methodology, whether you all agree with that or not, throughout the 2 days. But I think there is a second stake in this, which is actually try to engage with whether it's possible or what that means to do critical methodology. Now, the notion of criticality we inherited partly from the way in the which, both in international relations and then in the subsection of security studies, one has often set up somehow debates were conducted as you got traditionalists or mainstreams and you got critical scholars. And therefore the criticality is partly a stake to engage with. And of course from the moment on you do something around securitizing, you become part of a somehow engage an element of criticality, which many people in this room actually embrace as an issue about what does that mean. Not as an explicit element necessarily, but there is a bit from that criticality that comes in, which we talked a bit about in the opening roundtable as well. You can go back to that. It's online if you want to look at that. Now, I think it's not just that we inherited that, therefore. So because people talked about that, and you're supposed to be on the critical side, so we actually should make that part of the reflection of methodology as well. What does that mean to have a critical methodology or a criticality in the methodology itself and methodological thinking that you do? But I think it results in somehow, I want to prefer it, in at least three analytical dispositions that are invested in criticality. These were actually mentioned at the roundtable, I think by Claudia, Nadine, and Andrew in the opening workshop. The one is that knowledge claims are necessarily limited, and somehow you have in the methodology to incorporate an understanding about the limits of the knowledge. So somehow the methodological kind of tools you develop have to actually be incorporating that knowledge is limited, therefore that raises all kinds of questions about the generalizability of knowledge, the possibility to formulate universal knowledge or normative claims on the basis of knowledge that you formulate. What does it mean to study cases What's the status of studying cases? So all these elements come in. Once you start thinking about the limitedness of knowledge. And I think that's the first analytical predisposition that comes in on the criticality. The second one is partly related to this, but it's also slightly different, is a sensitivity to the fact that methods and methodology, this comes out of the circular logic, that methods are part also not just of the analysis of social life and political life, but are also part of the production of social and political life, is that, therefore, methodological thinking, but knowledge more generally, is always situated politically and socially. And so there is a question of how you incorporate the politicality of knowledge back into the knowledge that is produced. I think that's also an element that comes out of this discussion around criticality that's there. So the essentially situatedness of knowledge in political and social life, which is also captured by the idea of the security life of methods, somehow they sit. But there's not just a life, they sit in political stakes and controversies, etc. And so how do you incorporate that methodologically into the tools of analysis that you use? And tools. And finally, I think for many people, criticality also relates, and that's the other tradition of criticality. I mean, I think Andrew introduced the former two as the Kantian kind of thinking about the limited nature of knowledge. But there is also, of course, the other tradition of criticality around emancipation and so forth, which is somehow in a more, I would like to formulate that in a more general terminology, as an interest in the subjugated practices and knowledge somehow, in somehow the exclusions, those targeted by security practices, those not actually necessarily visible in there, and take them as a starting point or incorporate these issues somehow as an element, and what does that do? Now, one way of thinking about that, this position of criticality, is actually to raise the question about what's the possibility of objectivity? What does it mean to claim objective knowledge? I'm not saying that's what we need to do, but the possibility of objectivity if you start from a standpoint of particular actors or particular stakes. And often in criticalities, these are the standpoints of subjugated practices and knowledges. And I think these are the elements which are feed somehow to in discussions around criticality, if these are picked up. There might be more, there might be different ones, but these are the ones, I think, that were set out and which also we inherited partly from what it means to be to do critical security studies, if you look at what's happening in the literature in there. Then finally, and then I'm going to conclude, is the notion of a collaboratory. And that's a stake, collaboratory. It's not just organizing a room where we can all sit together and collaborate, not just organizing a virtual environment, because the notion of collaboratory comes partly also from the fact, you could say, if security and security practices and the security life of methods is complex, if there is a demand for experimentation in concepts and techniques to understand what's going on, then somehow, of course, you could argue that it makes a whole lot of sense if you're interested, if things are up in the air about how do you do analysis and how do you proper do critical kind of analysis of methods and of security, to actually change from each of us sitting in their room, coming up with a kind of case study, empirical research, theoretical, philosophical work, then go to a conference and present it. If experimenting is central, inventing new concepts is central, there is an argument to be made. And if we have to cut across very diverse areas of practice that not everyone individually can study, there is something to say to change the mode of the production of knowledge through collaboration. And therefore, the collaboratory becomes a method of work that shifts the way knowledge is produced and disseminated. I will come back to that. That what does that imply and how do you organize that collaboration as a kind of a redistribution of individual and collective contributions? What does it mean to say to organize a collaboratory as a set of devices? Where you can actually do this experimenting, not as individuals, although you still allow individual altering because there are kinds of pressures which require to do that, but you can actually get collaborative work. Now, that kind of discussion has not much happened within the discussions we've had, but we're going to actually pick that up later on this morning, as to start off with, or is it this afternoon? No, it's this morning. we're going to pick that up very quickly at some point as part of the discussion, because that's the third important bit of the project. It's some reflection about collaboration as a method of work, and it's partly a recognition of the fact that things are actually, there are multiplicities happening, but it is important to have some kind of conceptual kind of cross-fertilization and experimentation under the discussion. So that's the three points. I think what we've done is, in the last 12 months, lots of work has happened. In a way, sometimes it doesn't look like much, because in the website it's often, I mean, it sits at several places and you've got a bit of a fragment here, but at some point I started, because I didn't want to be always online, so I started downloading stuff into one document, right? And then it turned out somehow that there was 400 pages of text, not doubled. Now, you can say, oh, only 400 pages with 25 people. Now, 400 pages, a sustained discussion, right, online, is quite an achievement. I'll come back to that, because I've worked in many virtual environments, and it's not self-evident that that happens. But there is also an enormous kind of rich discussion. When I start reading through them, it's actually very interesting what's actually being discussed. It's not just repetition of same ideas. Ideas move all the time, and there's lots of complex ideas happening as well. So I think there is a repository of very rich ideas around materiality, visuality, whatever cluster we are in, that is present. And then I'm not counting what probably is part of the spin-off of a collaborative story as well, which is partly a network, but it's also the work that you said is taken away implicitly, and that's difficult to say, because it's always, I know we always have a tendency to look at what doesn't work, right, in particular things. And thereby, the implicit transformation that has happened in terms of the thinking and what you take away as modes of practice and modes of doing research and of producing knowledge, they implicitly come through the work, and it's not necessarily reflected on. But I think some of these things have changed. And I, as I said, I do not think we should underestimate this output. In a certain sense, it's a remarkable realization. And in that sense, I would like to thank all of you, as I did in the beginning, for having done that. Because it's always a big risk to come up. It's nice to come up with these ideas about the collaboratory and collective work and so on, and do it on a virtual environment, because everyone is obsessed. Okay, the only way to do it, we can do it now with people from very different countries because we've got virtual networks. But everyone who's worked in it knows that it very often does not work at all. Right? It works for a few days or a few weeks or a few months, and then it goes because people get on with other things because you don't see one another and people move on. And so I don't think it should be underestimated, because I think if you would have presented the project, maybe some of you did that to many people, they would have said it's interesting. But those who have worked within it might have actually thought that bringing people together for a sustained period of 12 months in discussions from across Europe and the Americas, which actually hardly see one another, right, very often for long periods of time, if at all, would have been, I think it would have been considered impossible, or kind of an ambitious project that we would not realize. And I think we should look at it at the moment that actually much work has actually happened in a collaboratory within that way, and that I think we do need to take away. Now, that brings me then to this kind of workshop, and I know I'm running over time, but I knew that was going to happen, so that's not, I don't consider that a problem. It's through the training school, or this workshop, but we will call it the training school. A bit in line of, I mean, it's not a training in the sense, we'll train each other, right? That's what we'll do. It's not like there will be lecturing about training. I don't, what the way of working, that's not in it. But it is still a workshop in which, remember this original idea that we are a shop where people work, in a way, together. And I think what we need to do is, over the next 2 days, is to do some presentations and discussion of the methodological thought that has been generated in the last 12 months. It's nice to come together. I think it's an essential component anyway of a virtual environment that you come together face-to-face, at least a core group of, not a core group in the sense of the central people, but a critical mass of people within the collaboratory to come together and take the discussion further. And I think it's a nice program. I think where we have working sessions, we have nice presentations, where people will open up perspectives with Mark, John, and Evelyn. And Martin will, if he gets here, because there's a complication there as well, will do. So we have these kinds of bit of intellectual, general kind of elements around methodology and issues and discussions for us. But I think also we need to work on practical forms of strengthening the collaborative work, and we need to think very concretely about that as well. And that's part of the, has to be part of the discussion, I think, which is part of the training school. One of the things I talked, and I want to put this on the table, is that the methodological thought needs, we need to build on what is there. And one of the things I think, and that's going to be a challenge, which has to do with the method of working as a collaboratory, is how to move, and I've seen it has been happening some cluster in the clusters, to move from a reading group kind of work, where you discuss and read texts, to engagement with kind of, and we need to talk about the devices through which you do this, the engagement with experimenting, formulating specific kinds of concepts around which clusters or particular groups of within clusters or across clusters can write down and throw into the group for discussion. So it's not a consolidating is not a word, but it's somehow working through this idea that we have had long discussions. Now, what does that mean in terms of methodology for us? What kind, if we would have to write a paper on, let's say, situated knowledge methodology, what would you write as a group down? What would you actually put down as a statement you would go and defend somewhere or present somehow as something? That's what we stand for. Not necessarily as a group, could be two people in the group. We can talk about the devices and the way that is organized. But that's the kind of work that I hope we can move, we can use the training school to move from the discussions into picking up that kind of work, to do that bit of work. The second bit is actually, as I said, to think a little bit about what it means to do collaboration as a method of research. What devices do we actually design or experiment with to do collaboration? And we'll talk about that a little bit in the roundtable as a start off. But we might do all kinds of informal discussions about that as well, how that works. Which is basically setting ourselves and the virtual environment and the panels where we are, all the kinds of instruments we use at work to do, to strengthen the collaborative nature of the work. And then I think what we do and will do is, we have started doing that in Stockholm, is the external visibility of the collaboratory needs to be worked on as well. That's important for a dynamic. It's not, it should not be just an internal dynamic, but a dynamic we take outside. And that work we need to do. And you can't do that in the beginning. It's silly to do that in the beginning when you have the ideas are just, we've just started. But I think it's a critical moment now to actually start taking that. And we'll start actually practically doing that in 2 weeks' time, where we have a set of ISA panels. And that work needs to continue, I think. But I do think, therefore, what's important, and we all need to take that away, is if you present work that comes out of the collaboratory, you actually, in the papers or in the chairing or whatever, you present it as coming out of the collaboratory. Not necessarily this is work from the collaboratory, no. This work partly originates from the collaboratory and critical methods, right? This, and so that it's out, that's an element of generating visibility. When you publish, some of us, I'm sure we'll start publishing texts in the next 12 months, 18 months, about methodology or whatever element. If that draws on, it's good to mention, because it's an element of external visibility which actually then strengthens the dynamics, because people will start interacting and engaging you on the terms in which you formulate methodology, which I am sure if you work together for 18 months, even if it's in reading groups, you exchange kind of discussions, there are elements of particular ways of talking about things, and things have moved on, and you have concepts that you develop and carry with you. There are questions you carry, and people will engage with that. And I think it's important to acknowledge somehow for all of us to strengthen the collaboratory as an external visibility. And I think we need to do that as well. But that's work we can't do here. That's work we need to take out of here into starting with the ISA or wherever you go, and if you publish work that is related in there. I'm going to stop here because I've talked for too long, and as I said, I knew that would happen, but I thought it nevertheless important to give, on the one hand, a little bit of a reminder where we come from, what the project is, and also to put a bit more kind of things in there which were not originally written necessarily in the projects, which are bits I picked up, like the idea that methods and the circular nature of methodology, etc., are there. You know about the practicalities, so I'm really looking forward to the next 2 days. I think it's going to be pretty intense. it's always nice when you set up a program and you do it, and then you look at it once it starts, you're like, oh God, yes. But I think it's pretty intense, but I think that's good. That's also in light of a working shop, right, where we work. But I think there will be enough time to go for drinks and for nice meals in the evening as well.